Dr. Sue Sisley is the president of the Scottsdale Research Institute. She's also the principal investigator of the only FDA-approved clinical trial examining the efficacy of cannabis for veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder.
Over time, I've also been shocked and so disheartened by the epidemic of veteran suicide, which has touched my own practice. As a physician, I'm also a human being, so that affects me really deeply when I've lost people in my own practice to suicide, and I felt that I owed it to them to study this.
Sisley doesn't have the results of her study yet, but based on previous research, she's optimistic that cannabis can help.
We had an observational study by George Greer in New Mexico that showed that he followed 80 veterans through the medical cannabis program, and did the CAP scores were reduced by 75%.
A CAP score is the clinician-administered PTSD scale, what Sisley calls the gold standard for measuring the severity of PTSD.
So that's how we know that we're on the right track with this, but we've never had this type of controlled trial yet. So that's why this having a definitive study that can finally answer the question, does cannabis work for PTSD? And if so, what varieties are best, and maybe which strain should be avoided?
Sisley says that many physicians are reluctant to prescribe cannabis for all sorts of ailments due to a lack of clinical studies. There's also not enough research in general on the best ways to dose or ingest the drug. But those with few other options are seeking out cannabis regardless.
I have a little boy, his name is Jagger, and he has a very rare mitochondrial disease called Lee's disease. And Lee's disease is very progressive and terminal.
That's Sebastian Cott, who came to speak at the Emerald Cup from Georgia. He's the co-founder of Georgia's Hope, an organization that advocates for easier access to medical marijuana for patients like his son, Jagger.
For kids that have their diagnostic before the age of 2, 95% of them do not make it past the age 4. So Jagger, unfortunately, got his diagnostic before age 2. And he was very sick and he was having a lot of seizures, a lot of muscle pain.
He heard about the use of cannabis oil to treat seizures while watching the 2013 CNN documentary, Weed. He and his wife decided to try cannabis for their son.
Cannabis is helping Jagger a lot. He went from 12 to 15 seizures a day to about 3 to 4 seizures a day. And he had a lot of muscle pain with his disease. And his muscle pain is down probably about 90%. And we have not had to use any oxycodone or morphine for 3 years now by using THC.
Jagger is now 8 and in hospice care. But he's 4 years past his life expectancy. He uses cannabis oil regularly to make life more comfortable in the time he's got left. Cott hopes that sharing Jagger's story at events like the Emerald Cup will help change the perception of marijuana.
People say, oh, you're an MS patient, but you know, you're a 30-year-old MS patient. You don't really want cannabis for your MS, you just want to get high. Well, you can say that about a kid. My kid is nonverbal, he's 100% handicapped. I can promise you he doesn't want to get high. He needs cannabis for his seizures, for his pain, and for him it's true medication, and I think we need to share that story and to show people that cannabis has amazing medical properties and it should be legal. It's just a plant, and there are so many more things which are way, way more dangerous than cannabis.
I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.